Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. May the small business force be with you. That's what I'm going to say right now. And I'm glad to be with you. Glad to continue to be with you. And I'm excited about Peter Meyer being back on the show. Peter's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now. In fact, I just noticed that this is his 10th anniversary today. This visit right now is his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Warp Speed Growth, including Creating and Dominating New Markets, and he's our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Jim.
How about that? 10 years, huh?
You know, pretty soon I'll be starting to mature. I know. Really, just like you.
we're still waiting on that, Peter. Thanks for being here, Peter. One of the things that we talked about in the previous hour with Larry Robertson is something he calls a deliberate pause. A deliberate pause is where, and I after a long time, you know, I finally figured out that if you're going to have a deliberate pause, you should go into it without any preconceived notions. You should go in, if you're going to say, okay, things are working or things are not working, whatever is on your mind, if you take a pause and a deep breath and you sort of, you know, want to clear your thoughts and center yourself, you should go into it without any buts, without any agenda, you know, see what comes out on the other side. And what do you think about doing that kind of thing, about taking a deliberate pause?
I think that makes a lot of sense from even another perspective. We learn more from what we don't know than what we do know.
Right.
Taking a deliberate pause and resetting and saying, okay, what am I coming from? And therefore, what can I expand into that I don't know about yet?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we learn more. That's the best way to grow our business as well as ourselves, is to go into places we've not yet tried.
Well, and see, one of the things I know you work on a lot is helping people continue to work on, to leverage and to grow with what works. What's working for them. But you know, sometimes we think that we know what works, but it's just because that's what our paradigm has told us. We might not actually be accurate in our thinking about that. What do you think?
That's absolutely true. To me, there's two steps in this. One step is that we tend to look at what doesn't work and try to improve it. So we take our failings and try to magnify the failings.
Right. That's like you mean like when I practice a bad golf swing?
Yeah, or when you and I go skiing and we're skiing in the trees, Jim, and you ski for the space between the trees, and
I
think about the trees. The more I think about the trees,
yeah,
right?
You become one with the tree, exactly.
That's
go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's right. The solution is always to look at the space, not at the tree. And there's so many trees that we give ourselves during our business careers that it's easy and traditional and popular to look at the trees instead of the spaces. And the result of that is that we become, as you said, one with the tree. We bang into more things over and over again because we're focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I think, is step one of that. Step two is that when we're focused on what we've already banged into, we're missing all the beautiful open space that we haven't tried yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a question of going and saying, okay, is there something out there that would be fun to try, and am I willing to give it a try? And you only need to try one thing every now and then, say one new thing every day or two. Well, maybe once a week, but one new thing every day or two will give you a lot of opportunities, many of which will be, that didn't work, but a few of which will be, whoa.
Should we go into this process with a new thing in our mind, or should we do what Larry talks about, which is the deliberate pause thing, which is where you go in, you're agnostic to what you're going to come out with?
I look at this the way a birder looks at the tree. When birders look for birds and trees, the very experienced birders, they don't look at the birds. They defocus and let the whole tree be in
right.
their vision, focusing on one part. And then they find birds.
And then they see the bird moving.
They see movement they hadn't expected.
Yeah.
And that movement is often first viewing of a bird in their life. And that mm-hmm. is very exciting. Because they defocused, not overfocused.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
Well, I was just going to say, this is really, to me, folks, when you're a small business owner, you don't have a lot of advisors. You don't have a lot of people around you who, maybe you have people around you, you might not be letting them in. That happens a lot. But you certainly got all the problems any big company ever had with all the advisors they have. And so you've got to learn how to keep your own counsel. And one of the ways of doing that is this the way you approach things that are working and when things aren't working. And that's what Peter and I are going to continue to talk about, is how you set yourself up, how you set your mind up, how you set your decision-making process, your solution-solving, your problem-solving process, how you set that up is very important. Peter's going to help us with that some more after these messages. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. New York's
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.